The people of the Philippines have been praised for their ability to recover from the deadly typhoon which devastated parts of the country just over 2 months ago. Typhoon Haiyan, which struck the Philippines last November, killed nearly 6,000 people and displaced millions more. One of the worst affected areas was Tacloban. The UN Development Program, UNDP, has been supporting the Filipino authorities in the city. Leslie Wright asked UNDP's Senior Recovery Coordinator in Tacloban, Yuri Afanasyev, how UNDP responded to the disaster.
Well, there are four main areas. One is clearly clearance of debris and disposal of waste, because without that you don't have access to anything else. Second is livelihoods, which includes both cash of work and support to small businesses and individuals who have lost their means of livelihood. Thirdly, it's support to municipalities, because we need to quickly restart municipal services such as water, sanitation, schooling, hospitals, functioning of municipalities themselves. For example, here in Tacloban, they had 2,500 municipal workers of all sorts before the disaster, and now only 500 or 600 are showing up for work. And last but not least is disaster risk reduction. Typhoons happen in this country every year, and the next one may be 6 months away from here. So we need to also build back better with a sense of preparing and enforcing the resilience in the communities.
Having said that, how long would the main work take?
I think we're talking about 4 years. The immediate response will take, in some places, 3 months, in some places, 6 months, in some places, 12 months. And here, I think, in Tacloban and in Giwan and in Ormoc, it might take even more than 12 months.
When you look at different areas in this disaster of the affected communities, how do they differ?
Well, that's a good question to ask, because essentially we have two disasters, one in the east and one in the west. Where the typhoon made landfall, you have absolute destruction and you have very, very long road to full recovery and normalization. In the west, the situation is quite different. The damage has been severe, but the recovery of the communities themselves, quick, sometimes self-organized and self-motivated, sometimes supported by government and military and international agencies, is nothing short of miraculous. I think we're all very impressed how quickly Filipinos themselves are self-organizing and recovering from this calamity, and how quickly businesses and individual households are coming back to relative normalcy.
How does the UNDP fit into the UN response here?
Well, interestingly enough, usually UNDP comes in the second and third month of the response with early recovery, but I think we've never seen a level 3 disaster of this kind before, in the sense that the recovery is happening so quickly by both the authorities, the Filipinos themselves, with some support from international NGOs and organizations, that we are talking about early recovery, and it's never been done before. And I think all of us are trying to rise to the challenge of this speed and compressed timelines. And with some difficulties, I think we're responding, and I think it'll get better from here.
Is there anything you want to add?
I think if you compare this disaster to, let's say, the Boxing Day tsunami of 2004, what we saw there was an overwhelming response by the international community of donors in funding the recovery. We are concerned right now that the response to the appeal for funding has been lukewarm at best, and especially for the areas of early recovery and livelihoods and shelter, it has not lived up to expectations. And we're afraid that with all the compressed timelines, the response is going to run out of money quite quickly without having capital investment for the long-term recovery, building back more resilient communities, disaster risk reduction, and in towns like Tacloban, frankly, rebuilding of infrastructure and the housing stock.
So you're concerned that the money won't be there?
My concern is that too little money will be there, and I think we need to appeal to donors to show them what is the situation here. The Philippine government is clearly prepared better than most, but I think the scale of this disaster overwhelms even them.